If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Just a heads up that this episode contains descriptions of graphic content that some listeners might find disturbing.
On Tuesday morning, the New York Mets swiftly fired their new general manager, Jared Porter.
Mets general manager Jared Porter caught sending unsolicited, explicit texts and photos to a female reporter in 2016, according to ESPN.
Porter has only been the Mets GM since December 13th, but this morning he is facing a scandal that is clearly a career-ending event.
Today, The Athletic's Brittany Garoli on what exactly happened between Porter and the woman journalist, how the incident is impacting the Mets, and who might have known about Porter's behavior.
Well, I think there was definitely this undercurrent of people knowing in the game what he truly was. But there was also the important people, the right people, pushing it along and sweeping it under the rug, then allowing this integrity, courageous storyline to continue to flourish.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Wednesday, January 20th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Faster. The failures of the past don't matter because we got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home.
It stays with you.
So, Britt, first, could you walk us through how things unfolded between Jared Porter and this reporter while Jared Porter was at the Cubs? When did they first meet each other?
So this reporter first met Jared Porter June 26th, 2016. Porter, at this point in time, is the Cubs' director of professional scouting. He's in an elevator at Yankee Stadium. They talk briefly, exchange cards. That's about it. This is an interaction that seems fairly normal. Later that afternoon, Porter begins texting her, and according to ESPN, before the day is over, he'd ask her to get a drink three times.
He began sending her texts, and they corresponded sporadically for about 3 weeks, him complimenting her, her responding despite a limited grasp of English.
July 19th,
then, on July
Porter
19th,
asks if she has a boyfriend, sends her another selfie.
And she replied with one of her own. Then Porter said, "You're gorgeous. Want more of me? ? And she texted a laugh and said, yes. Porter also laughed, then sent another selfie, followed by a photo of himself on a bed with a bulge in the crotch area of pants. After sending another selfie, he asked, like? She again texted a laugh and said, yes, adding, you are not married? He responded, nope. Which picture do you like the most? Want to see more?
This becomes, obviously, something where you're starting to realize this might not be a source. And she kind of cuts off communication with him. From the time frame of July 19th to August 10th, he sends 62 unanswered text messages, including photos that get more explicit in nature.
And on August 9th, he and the reporter were in Chicago, at Wrigley Field. I think I just saw you. You're so beautiful. The reporter told ESPN she felt panicky, and she hid to avoid him. A day later, Porter's message. I'll be in LA this weekend, at the best hotel in America. Can you meet me there? The next evening, Porter texted, you're missing out. Next, He sent more than a dozen photos of hotel grounds, food, and a bathtub. Then a shot of pants with a bulge on a bed. And finally, he texted a shot of a fully naked and erect penis.
And it really, at this point in time, becomes a point where it is crossing the line.
She told ESPN she got help composing her first reply to Porter in weeks. This is extremely inappropriate, very offensive, and getting out of line. Could you please stop sending offensive photos or message? Porter responded, "Oh, I'm sorry. I will stop. I really apologize. Please let me know if you ever need anything work-wise."
And we need to reiterate that this reporter is not from the United States. She doesn't have a grasp of the English language, and she needed to rely on an interpreter and players from her home country to really understand what was going on here.
Yes, she did. And she was in a position where Jared Porter had all the power. He could have helped that journalist. He could have given her all the scoops, all the news. He could have made her into a big name, a big deal. She can't help him in any way at all, minus, obviously, physically, sexually, if he's attracted to her.
She told ESPN that until then, she thought it would be awkward to say no to Porter's questions, and that if she had a better understanding of the language and culture, she would have realized sooner what was going on.
It was very clear the way she initially handled this, not responding, that she didn't want to offend him. And I've seen people say, why didn't she shut it down? Why didn't she yell at him? It is a very different culture that she is coming from. It is not a woman's place to do that kind of thing, and certainly not the place of a woman who deems to be less important in this hierarchy of baseball than Jared Porter was.
And just to be clear, she says she initially did not file a formal complaint or come forward with her story publicly because of fear of it negatively affecting her career and also retribution in her home country.
Certainly. And I think when you factor in all the things that it came with, it made a lot of sense for her to not come forward, for her to continue to put her head down and smile and act like maybe this would go away. His first step, Jared Porter, when confronted, was to say that he had never sent these photos and that he had nothing to say. And only when he was confronted with the evidence, we know now, did he backtrack and admit at least that he had something to do with this. And then he later said that the explicit ones were not him, that they were like joke stock images. And it's at so many levels, the deceit from a man who was billed as this high character integrity guy who we saw fly through baseball's hierarchy in the same winter where Kim Ng took 30 years to get a GM job. Jared Porter was not affected, not aware, did not care at all. And part of the reason this woman told ESPN she came forward is because she didn't think that Jared Porter was truly sorry.
The Cubs claim that they didn't know anything about what happened because she didn't file a formal complaint. But the ESPN report says that she was in touch with a Cubs employee who told her to, quote, use it to her advantage.
Yes. And the Cubs statement does say that this story came to their attention right when it came out. And had they been notified, quote, we would have taken swift action as the alleged behavior is in violation of our code of conduct. And you wonder, Kavitha, because we've seen this so many times with so many organizations where the first step is to deny until there is actual proof. And hearing what some of her colleagues told her to use to her advantage is part of the problem in this, is that on some level, she felt like Jared Porter not only wasn't sorry, he didn't regret anything, and he didn't realize it had taken any kind of toll on her at work or personally or otherwise. And then male colleagues of her own saw it as like a chip to use. Like, hey, you've got this chip with this guy who's high up in these front offices. Why not use that? And that is really indicative of the culture and of the disturbing pattern in baseball. And that is why nobody believes this is an isolated incident. This is just another case in a sport that is grappling with dealing with these issues.
You know, Britt, a lot of people are often stunned to find out that as women sports reporters, we talk about this exact situation happening all the time, how we can't just exchange phone numbers with sources with the same ease as our male colleagues, and how we have to think twice before sending a text that could be misconstrued. And it really affects our ability to build sources and do our jobs. Can you talk about some of the ways that as women sports reporters, we just have to be more careful?
So I think if you're a female reporter, you have to be very conscious of texting guys after midnight. Unless it's breaking news, I try to not bother guys at late hours when they might be drinking, they might get the wrong idea. That's how these things happen. I think drinks with sources is always tricky, but from personal experience, I will not meet a source one-on-one anymore. I want other people around. I want people to witness me with that person in case something happens, in case things get out of control. I have made the mistake of going to a hotel room because I thought it was more private of a player. It has blown up in my face. And I think the more women talk about how this happens all the time, the more brave women like this journalist come forward, the more we can kind of hold people accountable to this. I shouldn't have to accept a ride home from a broadcaster and get kissed. You know, there's just this power struggle, I think, that people are always dealing with. And the bottom line, Kavitha, to me, is as journalists, you need to be liked. You need sources. If you don't have that, you can't do your job. So how do you do that without angering these men who feel like you owe them? And that's the real problem that MLB faces in policing this. They did not work for the same organization. This journalist did not work for Jared Porter. It wasn't company harassment. They weren't colleagues. They were on totally different playing fields, and he was in a position of power in a predatory relationship.
Well, so Britt, tell us a little bit more about Jared Porter and the reputation that he had developed over the years before all of this became public.
So he was a guy who people really liked because he treated the media well. You know, there is a certain game within the game, and people who move up have to play that game. He treated reporters fairly. He would answer texts. He would answer phone calls. I knew he was a guy who had a reputation for getting back to other reporters. And so when he gets hired, there is this huge outpouring of character, integrity, great guy. Nobody says a bad word.
He is a superb talent evaluator. He's very smart, very ambitious. He has great people skills.
Jared Porter has a great reputation. Everybody who's worked with him, I think we've heard that come out over the last couple of days. I've gotten a lot of the same from the people that I've talked to around the game.
He worked for Theo Epstein with the Red Sox and Cubs and has two World Series rings. He has learned how to organize a front office, construct a winning organization, and find good people.
And when this hiring happened, I got a few text messages from friends in the game. Two of them were from scouts who said, this guy is bad news. And I was a little alarmed because everything you saw was the opposite. And so I think there was definitely this undercurrent of people knowing in the game what he truly was. But there was also the important people, the right people, pushing it along and sweeping it under the rug and allowing him to be elevated and allowing this integrity, courageous storyline to continue to flourish. How can we say for certain that there aren't other instances like Jared Porter going on in every club and every front office? How do we know that the Cubs didn't know what was going on and sweep it under the rug? And MLB announced today they are investigating, they are looking into this. And I really hope they take it seriously because somebody's life was changed, somebody's career was altered. And had they not spoke up, had they not had proof in addition to speaking up, we probably wouldn't even be sitting here discussing this.
What do we know about the woman reporter's decision to speak out now and what she's up to today?
So because of this, she has left the industry. She has left this country. She is back home working in finance. And really, had Jared Porter stopped immediately, apologized, expressed remorse, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But four and a half years after this all started, we finally are learning what went on. And Major League Baseball will hopefully uncover and find whether or not this was an isolated incident or part of a larger cultural disturbing pattern in baseball.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Well, Britt, let's talk about what all of this means for the Mets. First, can you talk about how significant it was for this team to just come under new ownership earlier this year?
Getting Steve Cohen was the best thing that has happened to Mets fans in years. You had an owner who wanted to spend money. You had an owner who wanted to make trades. They add Francisco Lindor, this huge megawatt star from Cleveland. Their owner's on Twitter. He's handing out things to fans at the stadium. They seem finally like a team ready to win. Steve Cohen says in his press conference, "We're winning the World Series in 3 to 5 years." They go out. They get Sandy Alderson back, very well respected. They hire Jared Porter, who is an up-and-coming GM. He was being groomed to take over for Sandy Alderson in the future. He was seen as that guy. And while they did do the right thing here in quickly and swiftly dismissing him and not making mistakes, you know, in totally separating themselves from Jared Porter, they did miss this. And this was a big thing. So I think you still have to fall back on, how did no one know about this? Was anybody doing their due diligence here? And also, next time we hire a GM that is male, I hope that this now creates a, let's check in on the females in our organization and see how they feel. Because this is something that just cannot happen for such a big focal face of an organization.
The Mets held a press conference on Tuesday afternoon to address the situation after firing Jared Porter. What did the team's president, Sandy Alderson, have to say?
So Sandy Alderson said that they were not aware of this incident.
It's an unfortunate set of circumstances we weren't aware of at the time that Jared was hired. And as I said, only learned last night.
Sandy Alderson did say the Mets take these matters seriously, expect professional and ethical behaviors from all our employees.
Those are the kinds of things that this organization, many others, find abhorrent and not tolerable in any shape or form. Had we known about it in advance, before Jared was hired, it would have been a disqualification.
That they did not consult any females regarding Jared Porter's integrity, which is obviously very important.
That's one of the unfortunate circumstances that exists in the game today. There aren't women in those positions with whom one can have a conversation and develop information or check references.
We should note that this isn't the first time that a company owned by Steve Cohen or Steve Cohen himself has faced allegations of women being mistreated in the workplace. What do you make of Cohen's history here and his decision to fire Jared Porter so swiftly on Tuesday morning?
So the New York Times reported about a discrimination complaint against Steve Cohen and his hedge fund that went into a 2019 incident where Cohen stopped a woman named Sarah Vavra and unleashed her in a expletive-ridden tirade that was very derogatory. There was also a 2018 lawsuit that also stemmed from gender discrimination, gender issues in the workplace.
An associate director at the company, Lauren Bonner, she says the firm is paying her less than her male colleagues and that only 3% of the company's managing directors are women. Bonner also alleges certain sexist incidents, that there was a slur for a female body part written on a whiteboard in the office of the firm's president, Douglas Haynes, and that another executive wouldn't let women into certain meetings, saying no girls allowed. The firm denies all of this.
So Steve Cohen obviously is not totally clean when it comes to these issues, but I think he recognized this was a situation where they had to immediately remove themselves from any association with Jared Porter. And this morning, right away, swiftly said, "I meant what I said about the culture," in a tweet. "We have dismissed Jared Porter." And for that, I think he deserves a little bit of credit.
Well, and finally, where do you land on all of this, Britt? Does this leave you feeling more concerned about the Mets as an organization and the state of Major League Baseball and its culture? Where are you landing?
I do think that this is a sign of where baseball is headed, not so much the Mets, but the broader culture. And I think this is coming to a head at a time when our society is more amenable than ever to fixing things. And so to me, as terrible as this all is, I see this as a positive for now getting out into the news cycle, for people realizing that this journalist, what happened to her, has happened to many other women that are either out of the business or still in it and quietly suffering. And for that, I hope that baseball really takes it seriously and realizes that this is a culture that needs to be examined, that needs to be overturned, and that needs to be fixed.
Britt, thank you for joining us, and here's to better days.
Thank you.
You can follow all Britt Garoli's MLB coverage, including her column on Jared Porter, and hear her podcast, Rates and Barrels, at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.